节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Hey Colin, how was your weekend? 周末过得怎么样啊？
Oh, it was pretty good. We had a big dinner for my friend's birthday, and it was such a feast.
Oh, sounds so nice. Feast 就是盛宴、大餐的意思。Sounds like you've had a lot of food.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I gained a few pounds from that meal. I couldn't stop shoving food in my mouth.
Shove 就是挤或者说塞的意思。Can't stop shoving food in one's mouth 就是说一直往嘴里面塞食物，简直停不下来。So, what kind of food did you have?
Ah, well, we had cedar plank salmon, roast chicken, grilled coconut shrimp, tomato and roasted garlic pie, black pepper oyster.
Oh, wait, okay, I got the picture now. 真的就是满汉全席的感觉。Sounds like a perfect feast.
Well, nearly perfect. There was one dish I couldn't stand at all.
What is it?
The Hawaiian pizza.
夏威夷披萨，也就是菠萝披萨，对吧？
Yeah. It's topped with ham and pineapple.
Well, it's normal food to us. I'm curious though, why some people hate it so much, especially Italian people?
Well, you know, the modern pizza we know today evolved from dishes created in Naples, Italy, and Italians take their pizza very seriously. But the Hawaiian pizza was not an Italian invention. Now, you guess where it was invented.
既然是叫做夏威夷披萨的话，我猜就是来自于夏威夷吧。
Yeah, well, to the shame of most Canadians everywhere, the pizza was actually created in Canada.
Your hometown.
Yeah!
那之后是不是就风靡全球了？
Yep. From its Canadian beginnings, the combination spread across North America and ultimately the world, but not Italy.
对，我之前看一个 TikTok 上面有一个视频，就是一个意大利人陪自己的美国未婚妻去餐厅吃饭，那美国未婚妻呢就说想要点夏威夷披萨，然后他的神情马上就变得非常的恐慌，而且还有点生气。
Yeah, if somebody knows that she is his fiance and hears her ask for pineapple, they might get kicked out of Italy.
感觉往披萨上放菠萝基本上就等同于犯罪。Well, Colin, you are not Italian. How come you don't like it?
Well, I can't stand the sweetness in a pizza. I simply don't like the flavor. But for Italian people, pineapple breaks with tradition. But for Italian people, pineapple breaks with tradition that fruit, tomato aside, has no place on pizza.
Okay, well, I still can't quite understand why putting pineapple on a pizza is such a crime. I mean, it tastes quite refreshing, and I love the combination of sweet and savory.
其实我觉得菠萝披萨还挺好吃的啊，就是还是有点不太能够理解意大利人为什么会对菠萝披萨这样暴怒。
Yeah, I get your thinking, but look, can you imagine 小笼包 with chocolate filling?
Ew, that sounds way too gross. 那 filling 这个单词呢，就是馅料的意思。那 chocolate filling 也就是巧克力味的小笼包。哎，这个听起来也太让人难以接受了吧。
Yeah, but some Japanese restaurants are making Chinese food like this.
Wait, that's not Chinese food. I mean, what kind of food is chocolate 小笼包?
Also picture Mapo Tofu.
I love it.
With strawberries on top.
Ew, 麻婆草莓豆腐，这个设定真的是没有办法想象。I mean, who invented this? It's a disgrace to our authentic Chinese food. Whoever invented this should apologize to Chinese food, to Sichuan food, and to Mapo Tofu.
Now you get why Italian people can't accept pineapple on pizza. It's the same thing.Now you get the picture.
I do now. Well, how about we talk about phrases and vocabularies relating to food in today's podcast?
Sure, but no more pineapple pizza, please.
And no more chocolate 小笼包。
Right, fair enough.
那在今天的节目当中呢，我们就来聊一聊跟食物相关的表达。So Colin, after talking about food like pineapple pizza and chocolate 小笼包, do you feel hungry?
Well, I was kind of starving since it's been hours since I had something, but now I have no appetite at all.
Hey, you brought up the topic of pineapple pizza first, remember? 那刚刚 Colin 说到的这个 appetite 这个单词呢，就是胃口、食欲的意思。刚刚聊那些食物呢，都把我们的食欲都给聊没了。
那没有食欲，没有胃口，就可以说 no appetite.
And how about you, Jen? Feeling hungry at all?
Well, you did kind of ruin my appetite too, mentioning chocolate 小笼包 and strawberry mapo tofu.
I guess we need to talk about something delicious to work up an appetite now.
Yes, for sure. That's a good phrase right there. Work up an appetite.那这个短语的意思呢，就是说增加食欲，变得有胃口的意思。
Yeah, it's to do something that makes you hungry afterwards, to gradually become hungry, to develop an appetite.
Yeah, let's talk about the feast you had on the weekend.
Sure, I had a great time wining and dining with my friends.
I bet you did. 那 Colin 呢，刚刚就说到一个非常好的表达 ,wine and dine, 说起来非常的押韵啊，朗朗上口。Wine 这个单词呢，我们知道做名词是表示葡萄酒的意思，那在这里呢，就是做动词表示喝酒 ，dine 就是动词表示用餐宴请，所以 wine and dine 就是表示享用丰盛的美酒佳肴，大吃大喝的意思。
Yeah, to entertain someone at a restaurant with good food, wine, lavish meals.
So, what's your favorite food from the meal?
The tenderloin steak. My mouth is watering right now just thinking about it.
Tenderloin steak 就是菲力牛排。Water 这个单词呢，我们知道是水的意思，但是在这里呢是做动词，表示流口水。Your mouth is watering. 那其实呢，我们还可以把它变成一个形容词 ，mouth watering. 它就是表示令人垂涎的，好吃到要流口水的。
Yeah, the tenderloin steak was so mouth watering because it had a melt in your mouth texture. Oh, I can't have enough of it.
Wow, sounds so tender and juicy. 听起来特别的鲜嫩多汁啊。那 Colin 刚刚描述这个牛排的时候，就还用到一个表达，就是 melt in your mouth texture. Melt 就是融化的意思。Melt in your mouth texture 就是指的那种入口即化的那种质地。
Yeah, it was extremely juicy and flavorful. It had a mild beef flavor and it paired beautifully with the sauces.
Now you're making me hungry. 那刚刚还说到一个非常好的表达呢，就是 flavorful.Flavor 这个单词是名词，表示风味、味道的意思。Flavorful 就是表示口味十分丰富、风味十足的。
Yeah, this is a great adjective for describing food that's full of flavor or that has a delicious quality in its taste and smell.
Yeah, it reminds me of the soup I had the other day. It was so flavorful with all the fresh herbs and vegetables in it. So Colin, since the food you had last week was lavish and fancy, is there any fancy way to describe them?
Yeah, sure.For example, the meal was a wonderful gastronomical experience that left me full but still wanting more.
Now you sound like a professional food critic. 刚刚这个评价呢，就非常像专业的美食评论家。那刚刚这句话的意思就是说，这顿饭是一次极致的美食体验，即使吃饱了，仍然想要吃更多。Gastronomical 这个单词呢，就是美食的、烹饪的意思。
Yeah, if you really enjoy the meal, you can also say this was a heavenly or divine dish.
Heavenly and divine 这两个单词呢，都是表示天上来的或者说神圣的。那如果用这样的词来描述食物的话，那就是非常非常高的评价了。
Yeah, now after talking about the divine meal I had last weekend, I feel like my appetite is back.
Yeah, me too. Glad we worked up an appetite.那刚刚说了这么多美食的描述方式呢，终于又有胃口了。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。